Good morning. This is a BOE hearing. This hearing is for petition E117-23. The appellants are James and Deborah Maxwell with parcel number 1-0598-310-0000-015. Today is Thursday, April 18th, 2024. The Board of Equalization is a quasi-judicial body, which means having to do with powers to make legal decisions consistent with other federal and state boards and commissions. The board and the assessor's office are independent of each other. The role of this board is to review the evidence and testimony provided by both parties and determine the fair market value of the property as of January 1st of the 2023 assessment year for taxes payable 2024. Washington state law presents presumption of correctness to the assessor. The burden is on the appellant to prove their valuation is correct to a legal standard of clear, cogent, and convincing. This hearing is recorded and all testimony is under oath. As clerk of the board, I will now ask you to affirm your testimony by raising your right hand and taking the oath. The appellants do not appear to be present. Do each of you who are testifying today affirm that the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth?
I do.
Following this hearing, the board will meet to weigh all the evidence and testimony and make a final determination. A written decision will be issued to you, which you should receive within 4 weeks. The decision is appealable to the State Board of Tax Appeals within 30 days of the date of the decision letter. The board is in receipt of all documentation provided by the appellant and the assessor, and the board has reviewed it. Chair?
Okay, this is a residential hearing. The appellants are not present. I will read from their petition. This property has minimal use of the 0.61 acres due to the incline grade it was built on. There have been no improvements since the market value was assessed. Homes listed are many square feet larger and or have significantly larger lots with less appraised value than our home. They have provided two sales, but both are from 2018. They stated they intended to submit additional evidence, but the board has not received such evidence. So with that, I guess we will go to the assessor.
Yes, the assessor's determination of value is $680,970 with an effective date of January 1st, 2023. Back in October, after the review of the comparable sales, the original assessed value was revised to the $680,970. In regards to the appellant's concerns about the minimal use of their acreage due to the steep incline and with there having been no improvements since the previous assessment and in the homes, across the way with more square footage and our larger lots. When it comes to the land values for residential purposes, we don't value based off of a square footage for lots that are under an acre. So all the lots in the subject's neighborhood are at a $55,000 value just because the utility of them is the same no matter the size, if it's 0.61 acres or 0.8. I can confirm that the subject is valued at a 3 condition rating. So there were no additional improvements added to the property or upgrades, I guess. And I believe it looks like they were comparing assessed value to assessed value, which is not a valid comparison. And the other two properties they provided, because they were from the last sales were from 2013 for comparable C, and their comparable D sold in 1965. So I think they were mostly focused on the assessed values and not the sales. So with the comparable sales grid that we have provided, due to the lack of the ramp roof basement sales near the subject, we expanded the search and included some one-story homes, and we, for the absence of the basement, we accounted for that adjustment. For a comparable one that is slightly newer, it has less living area square footage but has a larger basement, and that sold for $701,000 in 2022. And looking at comparable number two, it's slightly newer, it's larger than the subject, and that sold for $790,000 in 2022. And when you compare the assessed subject's assessed value to the probable range here, it is falling near that minimum of that estimated range.
Okay, so it appears that you, what was the reason you all, you adjusted the evaluation lower? Apparently it was originally 703.
Yes, there was some review with the market adjustment and it was inflating the value.
Okay, so it's now 689.70.
It's 689.70.
Could you bring the photo up? Just particularly, it's interesting, the back side of that house.
Let me share my screen with you really quick.
Yeah, so that, because of the incline, the driveway, you drive up and around, and it's the street view is the back of the house. So it has a view, and all the comparables here do have views.
Okay. Yeah, that was my curiosity question. Thank you.
So, I was going to put it on the tilt, but the house is new that we don't have tilt orthophotography, so we'll have to deal with overhead.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah, he's not using all the lot because of that first part with the large incline. Looks like, I don't know what it is, it was sagebrush or gravel or what, but okay.
You know, excuse me, that's not atypical. I mean, the neighbor, while it hasn't sold, look at what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the trade-off is, you know, they've got a view out that over that steep drop.
I noticed that the shape of that house in question is odd again. Is that that one builder that does things differently?
Let's see if we can see that.
Oh, for the subject?
I mean, it's kind of a flat roof and kind of weird looking.
Yeah, based on the picture you were just showing, it looked like a very, very slight incline of the roof.
Varsity Development, so they're kind of in that same vein as like your Oasis, your Viking, your kind of like New Tradition, but New Tradition tries to go, well, more traditional looking. Let me see if we've got any other pictures. Because that was from the back.
This is a one story with basement?
Yes.
With daylight basement, is that what we're saying? Okay.
Correct.
So here's a picture of the side of the property. Eventually. There it goes.
Okay. So the view's out the back. That's why there's no windows in the front. I think. Okay.
Yeah.
I think this is just, yeah, that's just the dirt. So that was before it was built.
Okay.
Well, there it looks like it has a bit of an incline. The roof has more of an incline than.
Oh, the roof. Yeah, it does.
Yeah. That's
more. Yeah, because on this other picture on your fingernail, it looks very flat, but it's not flat. Okay, there, yeah, I can see there.
Yeah, definitely looking up. I think I can even make it a bit bigger for you if you want.
There's another viewpoint, an older photo that might have a better show.
Oh, this one? Photo. Okay. That was from 2019.
I can see there's some riprap there or something for.
There's no picture of what the view itself is.
I can try street view really quick and see if that will give us any. That might be tough.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because the street's going to be a lot lower than the house. Okay. Yeah, never mind. Okay. I'm done. Peter, Chuck, any questions?
I'm good.
So is the appellant aware then that the assessment was dropped a little bit?
Yes, this was done back in October during that initial review when we first received petitions and we reach out and provide information and we make any changes at that time. So yes, they were notified, they received a change of value notice. Their tax statement reflects that new value. They should be fully aware of it at this point.
Okay, great.
Anything else, Chuck?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay, anything further from the assessor?
Nothing additional here, thank you.
Okay, Mary Lou, let's go ahead and close the hearing.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.